Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Free Talk Live.
For you've tuned in to a radio show, a call-in radio show.
I sound like Elmer Fudd.
A call-in win. Nikki, don't cry. Nikki, don't cry. Don't cry, Nikki.
I'm sad.
Don't be so sad. We do radio. You'll be happy.
Radio?
Radio.
Yay!
603-283-6160 is the telephone number.
And now I sound like Kim Jong Il.
We are not carrying on like this. We're not
no,
going to get
can't.
Left.
It's,
okay.
It's too ridiculous, even for me to continue talking like baby talk, which is what we were trying to do. If you didn't figure that out,
just not very good at it.
Yeah, I'm 49 years old. Kind of difficult for me to talk baby talk. Don't hang out with babies, really, ever.
I hang out with babies quite regularly, yeah, and it's kind of tough for me, too.
But you hang out with the ones who can't even talk yet.
Yeah.
So they're all
they do is cry.
They just cry and mumble.
I remember I had a buddy
which
of mine.
I've been accused of.
I had a buddy of mine who, like, when he had his first kid, he's, like, asking around, he's like, so when do they become useful?
Oh, yeah, quite a while.
It's like, what do you mean? Like, how are you talking about your kid like that? He's like, all he does is lie there. I can't play with him. We can't do anything. Like, when do we get to have fun?
You can't help me with the farm?
Whatever. Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live, in case folks are having a hard time understanding the intro of the show. And the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord, Dr., Reverend, Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Should the government? Nope.
Nope.
Okay. That's a cool shirt you got there, Richie.
My Christmas present.
If
great present.
Right?
Yeah, I wish everybody would get one of those for Christmas.
And people still go, look at the sweater and they go, but what about, I go, nope. Can you read the shirt? It says nope.
I got this one for Christmas from myself. Abolish power, grow freedom.
Nice.
Nice.
You gotta show off your socks, too. Now that we're
yeah, got the Monero socks.
Those of you listening, and you know, you can't see, of course, what we're talking about, you can go to video.freetalklive.com and catch our streams, even though this is a radio show. We're not like a highly produced video thing or whatever. There's just some cameras here in the studio, and you know, they rotate around from time to time. Nikki is currently showing off her awesome Monero socks.
That's yes, right. I am.
And you had Bitcoin socks. Is your goal to wear a different crypto sock every week?
These are the only crypto socks I have, honestly, so maybe I need to get more.
Yeah.
Technically, these aren't even mine. I borrowed them.
Oh, borrowed. Oh, I see how that is. So, why were we talking like babies, witchy witch?
Because
a good one. I like that.
Because headline: wife decides to leave husband after he kept annoying her using baby talk for almost a year.
Aww,
imagine that. Imagine that being the final straw in your relationship.
Poor widow wifey.
Here's why it was the final straw. Because it was just to win a bet.
Yeah.
Wait, between the two of them?
No.
Oh.
We'll get it. I mean, I could spoil it if you want.
But I just have to try this. The what? Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. That doesn't really work in baby talk.
Dwayne in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Insane in the membrane?
Insane in the brain. So these are, this is, it's going to be weird as I read this.
Okay, wait,
I don't have the actual names.
So according to the headline, though, this guy did this for a year.
Almost a year. To win a bet.
You can't even do it for like 3 minutes.
Well, it's because you had no stake in the game, Captain.
That's true.
This dude had to win a bet. And when you have to win a bet, this is the kind of lengths you go to.
Nice char grilled steak.
What kind of steak do you order usually?
Medium rare.
Okay. I mean, like ribeye, porter.
I like the filet, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Otherwise, it's porterhouse.
Porterhouse gets you the filet.
It does.
Yeah. And then some.
And then some.
Yeah. So it's not just the filet.
Yeah, that's why. Who would order just the filet? Just get the board out.
Me, especially if it's bacon wrapped.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know why we're talking about this. Oh, you said steak in the game.
I had steak in the game for almost a year. This is where it gets weird. At Small Sliced Skin's husband, because they don't have the real names, so this is just her, like, handle, her internet handle.
Is Small Sliced Skin?
Right.
Okay.
Whatever. We're going to have to go with it, because that's what
she's totally there. Not creepy.
Okay.
At all.
Doesn't sound like it.
Her husband picked up a habit of talking like a baby. Initially, she found it hilarious. But with time, and the fact it was done constantly, she later found it annoying.
I think they mean she found it hilarious.
Hilarious. Sharing this on Reddit, at Small Slice Skin included a few instances of what kinds of words her husband uses, including chicky nuggets and hootie boy.
Oh, chicky nuggies.
Oh, chicky nuggies. Sorry. Thank you. Chicky nuggies and hootie boy.
What's a hootie boy?
I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate on that.
Is that like Hooters or something?
That was my initial thought, honestly.
Okay. Let's see if they tell us.
I doubt it. She continued, stating it became hard for her to go out with him in public places because he would also talk like this in front of his friends.
So he's either got some really good friends or some, like, I don't know, you know, some friends who are not honest with the man.
The situation has taken a toll on their relationship as the wife became disgusted by such talks, and as a result, the woman has decided to leave her husband, but she is asking Redditors for their opinions on the subject matter.
I'm just, like, envisioning them being intimate and him using baby talk. Terrible.
Talk dirty to me, baby.
So,
hey, some people are into that, so kink shame.
Yeah, the adult babies.
Right.
So I've been told. Quote, unquote.
So it gets in a whole bunch of Reddit things that will extend this too long, so I'm going to skip through that. The woman and her husband recently visited a grocery store, and while in the middle of their shopping, he started acting like a kid, running and screaming in baby talk when he spotted ice cream. The woman revealed she then asked her husband to either start acting like an adult, or she would leave him there. Unfortunately, he didn't see anything wrong and blamed the wife for not being fun. So she left him in the store as she couldn't deal with the situation anymore.
I've seen parents actually do this to, like, their children.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not an act, right? Or at least, you know, not for adults anyway. But, like,
sure.
You know, kids getting out of hand. And then, but the kid is talking in baby talk. It's a kid, right?
Yeah. You know, I think it's acceptable if a baby's talking in baby talk.
But then the mom turns on and says, "You don't have to shape up. I'm going to leave you here in the store." You know,
yeah.
Seen that happen.
But then you got to do it. Because then they realize the threat has no weight.
Yeah.
The follow-through is very important in those circumstances.
Due to the grocery incident, the man demanded an apology from his wife.
In baby talk?
Probably.
Because, like, there's got to be video of this, man.
But
why
is there
no video?
But she disagreed as she felt he embarrassed her. The author of the post was concerned about the case of such attitude, thinking the man may have some problems with his mental health. Many people online have equally agreed it's likely the man has experienced some trauma in the past, and the way he acts is a result of this traumatic experience.
Well, hang on. I know you skipped some of these Reddit parts, but there's one that I liked. It says, "I don't know where it came from. I don't know why he's doing this. I finally hit my limit when we were grocery shopping and everything seemed normal and fine until he gasped like a kid, ran to the ice cream section, jumped up and down yelling, 'Ice cream! Ice cream! Ice cream! I want chocolate!'"
So, we'll get into the...
Sorry, I just had to read that.
Legend.
Over the air.
So, why did he do all this? To win a bet. Skipping down here. "He didn't tell me at first. I got worried. Eventually caved when I suggested we look for a doctor." This is one of those Reddit posts. "Because of how worried I am. It was a bet with one of his friends that started as them trying to embarrass each other in public. He bet my husband that he couldn't keep it up for a whole year. The only off-limits part was at work because he couldn't jeopardize his career. No. He decided to jeopardize his marriage instead. For what prize? What was he going to win?"
We'll tell you, coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603 283-6160 is the telephone number. What type of a prize would you bet somebody for to do this
for a whole year?
Your significant other for a whole year. Let us know. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week. From 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern Time, if you want to call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this article from, where is this from, Richard?
Greenlemon.me.
Greenlemon.me.
About, I don't even care. They've got some amazing show prep that I've been pulling recently.
About a gentleman who made a bet with a friend of his that he could do baby talk all the time, except for when he's at work, apparently, for a year. And it drove his wife crazy, so crazy that she said she's going to leave him. And so we left off with, you know, what did they bet, right? And, like, for me, I'm thinking it's got to be something really expensive or rare to, like, you know, a year of doing this, right? That's going to get annoying, you know. Also, kind of difficult, you know.
Props to him, man.
That kind of thing. And then,
can you create a habit that you do for a whole year?
And then the other thing I thought, this is the internet age. Like, something like this would probably make for good entertainment for the duration, you know, that the guy could keep it up, right? You know,
if his wife had a sense of humor instead of being this curmudgeon-y.
Or, you know, at the point when she realized he might be able to pull this off, like, okay, you know, start videotaping this, set up some sort of YouTube thing, monetize it, et cetera, and so on.
You got to remember, up until this point, she doesn't know that it's a bet.
I know. I love how it...
She has no idea why he's doing it.
It got to the point where she was about to sign him up for therapy.
I missed that part. I thought that she was in on it.
No, she's not in on it at all. Like,
surprise!
Yeah, she was like, I think there's something wrong with you, and you should probably go see a therapist. And he's like, nah, it's just a joke. Chill out.
Some of the feedback from the Reddit was like, he may have past trauma, this might be a mental health thing, and this is his way of expressing it. And so she confronted him about it.
Could be why he's good at it.
You never know.
Well, we left off. We were going to tell you what the prize was, and we will right after we go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that, you know, Vladimir Putin says that, you know, he had to invade the Ukraine because he had to start a denazification program for Nazis that may be hiding out there. And now he has to do that, the same thing in Poland, because there might be some Nazis hiding out there. And now in also the three Baltic countries, there might be some Nazis hiding out there. But actually, if he wanted to find Nazis, maybe he should start out in Dresden, which is the place in which he was the liaison between the German secret police and the KGB.
Hey, Robert, I have a question for you. What is the difference between, like, a Nazi-run government and every other government, if any?
Probably no difference between a communist-led government and every other government. It's probably the same. I mean, it's very parallel. Maybe just the flags are different, that's all.
So then, if that's true, Putin is just looking for anybody in government. Which,
he's looking for an excuse.
That's what he's looking for, yes. Yes, he is looking for an excuse.
And he visits Dresden every time and pals around with his old friends at the Taschenberg Palais, where he gets the $6,000 a night room, and I would imagine he doesn't pay for that. And he has a great time with his old friends. He makes a big stop. And there's also another friend of his, who's an ultimate member of the Politburo, gave a speech in the basement of the Taschenberg Palais about his new book that was coming out, and he got a very good reception for that. So why doesn't he start there?
I mean,
I think you just answered it, because they're friends.
Yeah, and this also sounds a whole lot like, well, every other politician, right? They all travel around in limousines and fly on private jets, and they get
to climate change conferences.
Yeah, they get the best hotel rooms. You know, they're treated literally like celebrities, rock stars,
royalty.
Movie stars, royalty. Well, I mean, is there a difference between elected officials and royalty?
I mean, theoretically, no. Theoretically, yes, but no.
Barely, right? You know, maybe in...
one is self-ordained by God himself.
Maybe in cult-like gyrations, you know, in ceremony, perhaps. But outside of that, you know, leaders of nations and then royalty, also leaders of nations, I find no significant difference. There's no difference between the King and Queen of England and the King and Queen of the United States of America, in my opinion. Robert?
Exactly. But the communists are far worse. I had an old friend who was a Soviet official, and he said to me that it's much worse to have somebody who rises to the position of being an authoritarian dictator than it is to have the family that's been there forever. He says they're much more brutal, and I think he was right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it.
I think when we talked about this whole Russia-Ukraine thing, it's important for us to put ourselves in the shoes of Vladimir Putin and Russia. Like, what are they going through right now, and how would we react if we were in those positions?
I mean, to me, it sounds like all these politicians that are getting involved here and everybody's spouting their opinion and, you know, is the U.S. going to join in or sanctions or what? You know, everybody's piping in, right? All the leaders of nations, NATO, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're all piping in. And they're all acting like babies.
What a transition.
You trampled on my, you violated my border or whatever, right? You know, whatever the excuse is that they're looking for. They are literally acting like babies. This is 2022. We have the internet. We have cryptocurrency. We have instant communications. You know, somebody somewhere from anywhere on the globe where there's a cell phone tower can literally talk to me right now at 603-283-6160 if they so choose. And, like, I could get a text from anywhere. And like, information travels so fast that we should be beyond the desire to hit people, to steal from them, to drop bombs on them for any reason. You know, where are the people calling for diplomacy here? I don't find them anywhere.
Well, okay. Diplomacy's kind of out the window because there's already an aggressive attack, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what blows my mind. I mean, we should be so far past this.
Yes.
We thought there were going to be flying cars and stuff by now, and instead we're on the verge of World War III. It blows my mind that humans had the possibility to be so much more advanced, but the greed and the power-hungry minority is essentially ruining it for the rest of us.
Yes.
And enslaving people and killing people, it blows my mind how this happened.
So trying to relate this to a more local level, you know, bullies on the playground kind of a thing.
Yes.
If you're the Ukraine and you're getting bullied by Russia, is it not in your best interest to ask for as much help as you possibly can to repel the threat? And so reaching out to other nations for support seems like it would be the wise thing to do. Now, are those nations required to provide support? Probably not.
But I feel like the more countries that get involved, the worse it gets, and it just is going to turn into this huge mess. Whenever the U.S. gets involved, it usually doesn't get better.
I hear you, but if there's a concern of Russian expansion,
yeah,
right? Like if someone invaded your neighborhood and you went, well, they haven't gotten to my house yet, right? So you don't help your neighbors defend it.
I get that.
They're going to mow you over because they will just continue to get bigger and expand.
And I don't blame Ukraine for requesting backup.
What's the difference between political help versus help from individuals or other organizations? We can talk about that, plus a whole bunch more here on Free Talk Live, 603-283.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News. Another mask mandate for schools is being lifted. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, citing recent CDC guidance, says her state will lift the mandate this coming Wednesday. She says while some counties still have a higher positivity rate for COVID-19, she will allow those jurisdictions to do what's best for them. Hochul added parents can also send their kids to school masked if they choose to. In the Big Apple, Mayor Eric Adams says a final decision on masks in city public schools will be made on Friday. Some bars and liquor stores across the country are pulling Russian vodka off their shelves and promoting Ukraine brands. Some state governments are getting involved as well.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's the number here at Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program, nationally syndicated, broadcast on the internet, as well as some satellite stations, and there's some people rebroadcasting us that Lord knows the reach that we actually have. But if you want to join us, you can certainly call. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
It is time to remind you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized. And that means there's no ticket cost and no one in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum. You can find links to all of that, plus more, over at ForkFest.party. I hope to see you all there. Come party with the captain. Should be a good time. Y'all come?
Probably not. Heck yeah.
Are you fork and pork? Pork and fork or just pork?
Yeah, I'm going full both weeks.
Pork and fork?
Yeah, pork and fork.
Nice. You hear that? Wait, are you vegan or vegetarian?
Vegan, yeah.
A vegan is going to pork and fork.
Heck yeah.
Nice. Pork or pork?
Well done. You're not coming, are you?
Probably not.
Okay.
Lame.
Definitely lame.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. Like, they tell me I went to the wrong one as my first one, and yet that is the one that stands out in my mind.
Wait, what do you mean by this?
Who tells, and why would you listen to them?
Because they have experience. Like, my first experience at Porkfest was not all that enjoyable. And I spent money on this, and I'm not getting my value.
Yep.
And so they're like, are you going next year? I'm like, no. Why would I do that?
Which Porkfest did you go to? What year?
2019, I think. What year did I get here? I got here September 2018, so the first Porkfest was 2019.
Well, Porkfest is different, so try Porkfest.
It is the after party.
And we'll be there, and we're cool, so.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's way more chill. There's no, like, really nothing is organized. Things will happen spontaneously sometimes, you know, and all that kind of thing.
Combustion.
So, yes, combustion does happen spontaneously sometimes. It's true.
But after the fact, they're like, well, that one really wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Right? The people who were like, had been to many, like, yeah, you came to the wrong one.
That's
first.
Really convincing, right? Okay, so does that mean this one's going to be good?
I don't know.
Yes, it does. Come.
Well, hopefully it's good because I'm going to go to at least part of Porkfest, and then I'm staying the whole week for Porkfest. At least that's my current plan, unless something changes. The last 2 years, I wasn't able to do Porkfest at all, and then for Forkfest, I would only do like the last 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
So I'm changing that up a little bit. Going to try and go to more of a thing. I figure. I live here now. I should make a point to at least attend one, right? So if nothing more, you attended one.
I did attend one.
That's and now you know what it's like.
Yeah,
and,
cross it off your bucket list.
Yep, exactly.
But I'm an introvert and a homebody, and I had a bonus day off the other day because of the snowstorm over here. I spent 9 hours just playing Animal Crossing. So, like, I'm set.
I mean, that's basically camping.
Right?
Sounds like
deserted island.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Cleaned up my island.
Planting flowers, catching butterflies.
I dug up a whole bunch of flowers because it had gotten out of control.
Picking weeds, you know.
Yep.
All right, so we've kept our listeners in suspense for...
Too long now.
Well, at least two segments of the first hour. We've been talking about this article from greenlemon.me about a guy, apparently, who made a bet with a friend that he... could do baby talk constantly, except for when he's at work, for a year.
Yep.
And this annoyed his wife. Now, he didn't tell his wife that it was, you know, all...
She was not in on the joke.
She was not in on the joke. So it annoyed his wife so much that she was trying to get him to seek help. She threatened to leave him.
She asked for support on Reddit, and Reddit said it might be some past trauma, some childhood trauma. It might be a mental condition. Your husband might need some help.
You know what's bad when you go to Reddit for support?
I mean...
He's like, my last hope.
Dear Magic Rectangle, here's my problem. Can you help? Sincerely,
there's a lot of people that do that.
Everyone on the internet.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, the am I the a-hole? Like, subreddit, like, people with problems go like, did I really screw this one up, or was it the other guy? And, you know, you get a lot of... You get feedback from, you know...
Generally speaking, though, if you're of the mind, if you're questioning something that you did, and you're like, am I the a-hole? I mean...
You might be.
He just might be.
You might be, but that's why you got to go to Reddit and find out for sure, get some consensus.
That'd be a great game show name. Am I the a-hole?
Yeah. You can find out next week if you are the a-hole. Tell him what he's won, Bob.
Set up a booth at Forkfest.
There you go.
Bring your grievances.
With a mirror.
Bring your grievances. Bring your grievances to the Am I the A-hole booth at Forkfest.
I had this great meme. It was all of the Scooby-Doo gang, and they were all turned looking very focused forward. And it said, how to spot an a-hole. And so anybody who saw that obviously had them looking at you, so you were obviously the a-hole. All right, so what the wife didn't know in this situation about this bet where this guy's talking to me, baby talk, this went on for almost a year, apparently. She didn't know that it was a bet.
Right.
And what else did she not know?
What the prize was. So for what prize? What was he going to win that he was willing to jeopardize his marriage?
It's got to be super valuable, though, right? Like
$1 million.
Rare, like an autograph something, or like a Banksy painting, or something like, yeah.
A car.
A brand new car.
You
right?
just won a free trip to Bermuda.
Yeah.
The Showcase Showdown or something, right?
Signed baseball.
By who?
I don't know. Doesn't say yet.
Oh.
A baseball.
Okay.
A baseball.
I would definitely divorce them.
Okay. Good to know. Baby talk for a year and you get a signed baseball. I thought he was still joking. No, he was dead serious. How was the friend verifying? Here's back to you, Kevin.
I hope you're joking.
My husband would share little videos he took here and there of him upsetting me with the baby talk.
So there are videos.
Including times he tried to initiate sex by whispering this baby talk in my ear. I wasn't in any state of undress.
Oh, man. I'm going to try that.
And by seeing us in public, like at the brewery, he got cross with me in the grocery store because I interrupted the recording and almost blew the whole operation.
Aw.
Blew the whole operation.
He wasn't remorseful or apologetic. He thought we were both in on this little joke and that I'd find it hysterical. I asked him, did he understand? We haven't had sex in months. No, it didn't matter. It was all worth it to him. He kept saying, you just don't get it. It's not just a baseball. I told him the joke was over. Time stopped for good. But I was willing to move on with him. I couldn't forgive him. No, he wanted to keep going. There are only 2 months left in the bet, so we got 10 months into this.
Wow.
So close.
Yeah, at that point, he should just keep doing it.
He said, we can have sex if you want. We'll just pretend X, Y, Z. And I was just like, why does thinking about your friend even factor into this? What's wrong with you?
He's a competitive dude. He wants to win.
Yes.
And at that point, I mean, he did it for 10 months. Like, yeah, just do. I mean, at that point, it's not just the baseball. It's actually accomplishing that goal. I mean, that's tough.
And as a wife, you should be more supportive of your husband.
Well, yeah, go get an Airbnb for 2 months and, you know, whatever.
What's wrong with you? You'd never have to do this and ruin our intimate moments, but I just didn't get it. He had to be in character at all times.
So he's an aspiring actor as well.
That's crazy that he was in character at all times.
I bet there are actors who cannot pull this off.
No.
After a lot of arguing and tears, I left him. I'm headed up to Colorado to be with my family for Christmas, and then I'm going to move in with my sister for a little while to figure out what's next. I hope it was all worth it.
Yeah, probably was. She sounds like a jerk.
The poor little wifey didn't like the little baby car. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live,
the non-democratic version of Free Talk Live.
It's never been the democratic version or the republican version.
Boo politicians!
It's definitely boo all politicians. I don't care, you know, what side you support. Hopefully you don't support any sides, because the individual is where it is at. And if you don't respect the individual and their freedoms, you can never have freedom yourself.
And that is your Sunday sermon. Bless.
Captain's log, Stardate 02272022. It's true, I am a reverend. Reverend, okay. Doctor, Captain, Lord, a bunch of other things. Ambassador's off the table, by the way.
I know, I heard.
Just, okay, yeah. But I do want to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website, to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off. Now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com. All right, so I have this other thing that I want to talk about surveillance. But before we get to that, previous caller, Robert, mentioned Vladimir Poontang. I mean Putin.
Poontang?
Meow.
Poontang? He's getting old, so I don't know. I'm currently on a 90-day thing, including diet, but I've also, this is hard for me to say, quit drinking alcohol.
Is it bad that I assumed that you meant Facebook jail?
Yeah, it's totally bad. Yeah. No, I mean, that's probably the most common thing when people say 90 days. Like, oh, Facebook jail. So I'm really thirsty for a cocktail, and, you know, I have a time set, and I will drink again. However, I'm not drinking now. But I saw this story, and my liver went, no! This is from Zero Hedge and many other sources as well. The vodka rebellion begins. Canada, U.S. bars, liquor stores remove Russian alcohol from the shelves.
Stupid.
Because that's totally going to help.
When the United States government was putting Japanese people into internment camps, did they take anything that could be construed as Japanese food off the shelves?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the historical context.
How about during the Cold War, you know, in the 80s, right? Before the Soviet Union fell, right? Did folks take all the Russian goods off shelves, specifically the vodka? No.
I mean, but they there are sanctions, right? And they will.
Governments can, like, do sanctions on trades and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But tariffs or bans on imports.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But
why are they,
is not that. These are like liquor store owners going, oh, I'm just pulling because of the news, right? Sure. Seeing all this stuff in the news and, oh, everybody hate Russia now.
Well, the governor of New Hampshire, right, issued his diktat mandate that New Hampshire liquor stores cannot carry this Russian swill.
Who the hell is he to decide what a store can and cannot carry?
Why do we have state-run liquor stores in New Hampshire? That's the bigger question.
It's so dumb.
Talk to your reps, your Liberty reps, who don't want to do anything about it because of the loss of political capital.
Lame.
Yeah, very lame.
Yeah.
Very lame. Also, the whole non-recreational marijuana thing that's going on here. Very, very annoying for the freest state in the United States. Those two particular items are, at least for me, annoying. But anyway.
But in support of the Ukraine, right, on behalf of all the people of New Hampshire, right, we are not going to have that in our liquor stores.
Yeah, that'd
so
be like,
says his
I don't
Royal
know.
Highness.
If people in Scotland, you know, pissed off the U.S., would you not drink scotch? I mean, I would be like, please, don't take away the scotch, man. Please don't take away the scotch.
It's dumb. It's absolutely dumb.
If
and does it really hurt the Russian government?
Nope.
It just
hurts the Russian people.
Name one thing a politician does that isn't dumb. Go. Do do do
do. That was a big silence.
Do 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 do.
Resign.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
That one dude that. Popped his brain off on live TV.
Take yourself out. Yes. Yeah. Suicide. Also not done if you're a politician.
Hey, man, nice shot. That's the guy.
I had something else to say, but you threw me for a loop with the question.
Russian vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka. Vodka. Right? Well, they actually say vodka, but...
You know, I have a bag of potatoes next door if...
Still?
Russian potatoes?
Yeah, if anybody wants to...
You thinking still?
Do vodka thing.
Are we going to get all Dukes of Hazzard up in here?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Oh,
she got Mr. Liquid in a mason jar.
I'm definitely not
here,
doing that. This is not vodka.
Well, it's half air and half
funny,
vodka.
Funny story. I have to tell a funny story now. So, it's Christmas Eve, right, with my family, and I have this jar of water. So it's water. I'm just drinking it, and my cousin goes, "Hey, can I get a swig of that?" And I'm confused, thinking, I mean, if you're thirsty and you want to,
you really need a
and
sip of water,
then
bro.
I realize he thinks it's moonshine, and I'm like, no, I hate to disappoint, but I will gladly share my water with you, but I don't think that's what you think it is, so.
Lame.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Although it would be pretty hardcore. That's a sizable jar for.
And it was like almost empty too. Like I was pounding it all night. Yeah. So that would be pretty impressive. But
do I look bliss to you, bro? I'm just drinking on water.
Yeah. Okay.
Regarding these liquor stores though, that are pulling Russian whatever off the shelves, right? Vodka in particular.
Sure.
like, this is all inventory they've already paid for.
Yeah. Double dumb.
Right. So you're not hurting the supplier. You're not hurting the Russian people or the Russian government in any way. You're really just hurting your bottom line.
Yeah.
Unless your plan, when you pull these things off the shelf, is to sell them for cash in the black market at a higher price. Right. Then perhaps that is a financially wise decision.
Where are the gun stores not selling Russian ammo?
Right.
Where's that? Where are those articles? Where's Governor Sununu's ban on Russian ammo for gun shops in New Hampshire?
Yeah, don't give him any ideas, please.
North American liquor stores.
And see the real bolt that comes from that little...
North American liquor stores and bars are pulling Russian vodka off their shelves in solidarity with Ukraine. On Friday, Peter... well, that's a name. Bethlen Falvey. B-E-T-H-L-E. Bethlen Falvey. I'm probably butchering the name. It's probably like Bettenfelvy or something. Ontario's Minister of Finance directed the Provincial's Liquor Control Board of Ontario to remove all Russian vodka from stores. Ontario joins Canada's allies in condemning the Russian government's act of aggression against the Ukrainian people and will direct the LCBO to withdraw all products in Russia from, or all products produced in Russia from store shelves, Bethlen Falvey said.
They could be hurting the resistance in Russia. It's not like everyone in Russia agrees with the acts of their president, clearly. What if they're selling their liquor to, like, man up a resistance?
It's not like the people in Russia love their lives less than the people in any other country.
And that's what I think people forget when there's wartime propaganda stuff, is the people of Ukraine and Russia have nothing to do with this.
Right.
This is purely politicians being evil, corrupt, gang member, thieves, lunatic human beings.
Yeah, and I would be willing to bet that most of the people in anywhere surrounding this geographic area would otherwise have nothing to do with any of this political crap. Right? They would otherwise get along and, you know, happily trade with each other. I mentioned last night that, you know, in the Ukrainian region, there's been sort of a run on cash and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's affecting Poland next door, too. Like, folks in Poland can't get cash. This cash run has affected those, or at least it was reported.
Good. Take down the banks, too.
I'm with you on that one. In fact, that would be the first thing that should happen. 603-283-6160. Will you be hoarding your Russian vodka and or Russian anything else for that matter?
Ammo.
Give us a call. Let us know. Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.